Medieval music is represented by songs and instrumental works crafted for liturgical settings from around 500 AD to 1400. The music of this period wasn't just employed for church settings. In fact, the music created was exemplified by many secular, non-religious music works designed for dancing and popular celebration. With the common use of voices and instruments, this was the party music of the times. In time, the writing down of musical phrases would form the embryonic foundation for music notation and the evolving design of music theory and performance practices that would shape the construct of Western music. For roughly 150 years, beginning around 1600, the early shaping and practices assigned to notation and theory would influence common practices embraced by Baroque music composers like J.S. Bach, the classical music composers of the 1700s like Mozart, and the era of Romantic music composers from the 1800s that include Wagner. Many groups around the world have historically relied on sustaining music orally, passed on from one generation to the next, which had a profound impact as the number of practitioners diminished or passed away. Music notation made it easier for music of this period to be distributed more widely. As theories and practices developed, musical elements like rhythm, the duration of notes, the use of multiple voices, intermingling melodies, lyrics, and narratives aided in the forging of a solid foundation for the development of Western music. In addition to the developing canon of sacred music, came professional and homespun secular troubadours, traveling as singers accompanied by instruments with narratives on war, chivalry, and courtly love, typically for a person who was worshipped, though living far, far away. These roaming European troubadours played a variety of instruments, including the harp, lute, recorder, crumhorn, one called the lizard, the other called the serpent, tambourine, cymbals, sackbut, and drums. The music during medieval times, that which could be heard along the Strait of Gibraltar, the narrow 7.7-mile passage that separates Europe and Africa, has since antiquity served as a trade route between the two, where the flow of commerce, cultures, and languages would intersect. And organically, this same stretch served as an informal outdoor stage, where musicians from different cultures, using distinctively different instruments, played together on the docks at ports and alongside shores near shipping vessels, where European, African, Christian, and Muslim musicians lingered together. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.